and to teach them to communicate and listen from within, and to listen from their inner guidance, but to trust their own instincts and own psychic abilities, because we all have them. I've been expanding, and this is my path and passion. So I moved from Michigan to Venice, Florida about 2 years ago, and I've been expanding, helping people worldwide and throughout the world, and I get bookings everywhere. I'm in Michigan. I came to Michigan on August 13th to the 31st. I came here in Chicago in the midst, since I was in Michigan, I drove here to meet with Linda in the station, which is an honor to be here. And then I head back to Michigan tonight until the 31st. I'll be in Elk Rapids doing readings and teaching classes. And it's just an honor to help people to find their true self, to really love who they are, but also to trust their own intuition and inner guidance and the abilities that we all have.
Right, and everybody knows what that is. That gut feeling that you have, that you know it's the right thing to do, or it may not be the right thing to do.
Right.
So always just imagine how you feel before you make any decision, actually.
Yeah, the way I like to explain it is kind of simple. There's many ways of interpreting it, but I like to help people understand. I always like to go to the soul first. And your intuition is your inner guidance. If it feels good, you know to go with it. If it does not, it means two things. You either need to have more information or you just don't do it. Our soul is always guiding us. If you just pay attention to your intuition or that gut feeling or that knowing that comes for you, if it doesn't feel right, don't do it. You either need more information or you just don't do it. And I explain that the psychic abilities is the higher consciousness of the soul, where we get visions and inner voice or a voice that you hear really loud. Our guides and angels communicate with us all the time. We just need to pay attention and to listen to it.
Right. So if you feel you don't have enough information, you can ask, you know, please give me some more signs, help me understand what I'm supposed to do.
Yep. Or take physical action, too, where you might, in a situation, don't have enough information, just doesn't feel right to you, and then make some calls. And if you know it still doesn't feel right, then just don't do it.
Right.
We're always being guided.
Oh, yeah. We are.
Yeah.
And once I had heard that, since I had never tipped into it, I had no idea about it. But once you just start to meditate and just sit quietly and just understand, you know, what is the messages you're getting, you know, what thoughts are going through your mind, because they say up to 90% of your thoughts are actually your angels and guides talking to you, which I just found was fascinating. So once you just relax and understand, it just, everything makes so much more sense.
It's actually, what people need to understand is that it's our natural ability. The children that are being born now, they call them indigos or crystal children. I like to refer to them as awakening kids. It's all the same. And they're born with their psychic abilities. And a lot of the people are not aware of it. They don't know why they have so, they're so hyper. Or they're saying they see someone, or they're frightened, or they don't understand. Or they need to, the parents need to understand is that they are very psychic and very intelligent children. And they have books all over. They have, Lee Carroll has a book on indigo children, and Doreen Virtue does too, and there's other people besides them. But you can get them at Barnes & Noble's or any conscious bookstores that you find. So they'll be there. That's very important, because they are coming in with their abilities. And each of them will draw from it differently. Some are more intuitive, will draw more from that, and some are very clairvoyant and can hear and see. And then the other ones will develop them as they evolve. It's important to help the kids to listen to their intuition and let them express or explain what they're feeling. It's very important.
Right, because if they don't understand what's going on, it's very scary for them too.
And the parents don't always know. They don't understand it. There's a lot of light workers out there, people who have the awareness, is what I call light workers. And there's a lot of parents gathering now, helping the schools and letting other parents know more about the children. And that's wonderful to have those groups. It's really wonderful.
Great. And you are taking people's questions today during this hour. So
absolutely.
Again, the number 708-493-1530. So what I always think is exciting is when people tell me that they can see angels, guides, and auras. So can you go into that?
What I'll explain is that I am a psychic intuitive and a deep trance channel. As a psychic intuitive, for me, I can see people's auras, their energy field. Mm-hmm. I can see your guides. I can see angels at the same time. There is a difference between the two. Angels are guides too, but each one has a different purpose. Mm-hmm. And we also have guardians that's with us all the time. I also can see the energy field in the body and what's going on in the body and more. Mm-hmm. And I do can speak and see them very easily. That happened about a little over 10 years ago for me. I had an energy session Reiki done one day, and I was driving down the highway. All of a sudden, I started seeing angels. I was just very calm, but it was very interesting. And then my whole life started to change from there. But it was very beautiful. I felt peaceful and safe around it. You know, it didn't frighten me in any way. Mm-hmm. And then my whole life just changed, and I wanted to know more. And then I started to read more books, and I was guided to be with a group of people that I learned a lot with. And one of my spiritual teachers I was guided to was Danielle DeVoe. And I greatly appreciate everything that she taught, coming from the soul level and the oneness of all. And it didn't take me long. It was like, this was my path. This was my passion. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I just pursued it, and it just developed and evolved. And it's been wonderful since then.
Yeah. Now, couldn't they have made it a little safer to you to see that while you weren't driving?
They don't have time. There's no such thing as time in their world.
Just a little bit later, maybe after you parked the car or something. So now, guides could have been somebody from your past.
Absolutely.
Right?
We have those who've crossed over, loved ones, mm-hmm. who love, and you'll have a lot of people, what they like to do is once they cross over, is to let you know, in some way to let you know, it will be different with each person, how you communicate with them. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. For some people, you'll smell their fragrance, their energy, or their fragrance or perfume or something they wore, or a cigar. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or you'll have them in a dream or a vision, letting you know that they're okay. And they're also guides, and you can feel their presence. A lot of times, when they passed over, a person can feel their mother or their father or their child that has passed over, absolutely, or see them. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So would you have a caller?
They are guides.
Carol, you are on the line.
Hi, I have a question about a job.
Okay.
Am I going to be getting a new job? Will it be in the area and the area of Chicago where I am now?
Yes. I keep hearing, have you taken action towards it?
Not yet.
No, I didn't feel that you have. What I kept feeling, I'm seeing you, if you start to pursue it, you need to start taking action towards it. You're still trying to get clear of what's important to you right now.
Mm-hmm.
You have an idea of what you want to do.
What is that? Can you tell me?
And what I kept feeling is that I'm seeing you somewhere near an office or in an office.
True.
And that's what I'm seeing. And what I kept feeling is you're wanting to have new experiences. So you've done all you did. Now it's time to add to what you do. And I kept getting that there'll be 3 interviews around you. All you have to do is start making calls and contacts, and then you'll be guided, and the door will open, but you got to take the physical action. Our inner guidance will guide us, because they're in the non-physical. But we have to do the physical part, which means take the steps towards it.
Should I stay in the same area of business, then?
It feels like it'll be all right if you wanted to stay there. It's called free will. You get to choose where you want to be. I feel it's going to be more on the outskirts of where you are, but not far.
Okay.
I kept feeling it's going to be, so keep going, keep looking, because that door is going to open. I feel it's going to be not far from where you are, but it's going to be on the outskirts of where you live.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks for calling. So now, guides, as you were saying, that they could be from somebody from the past, or they're assigned to you in some special way.
Right. For some people, they see coins or dimes. They say, oh, that's my mom leaving a message for me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a picture will fall, you know, all by itself. It'll be a picture of the mother and the daughter or the child or who had passed with mm-hmm. that individual. They help you to heal. They come back to help you either to forgive if there's something you haven't let go of from this, or feeling guilt or mm-hmm. whatever the situation was, even from the past. They help you to know that everything's okay and that they're in a beautiful place mm-hmm. and that they can still communicate with you. It's just different. They're just not in the physical. Mm-hmm. They want you to know, yes, they've crossed over and you missed them physically, but you can still interact and communicate with your loved one even when they're on the other side. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's very empowering to do.
Well, my favorite story has got to be the plant that we took home from when my father-in-law was waked, and this must have been about 6 months ago, I was looking at it, and all of a sudden, there was a sprout that sprouted like 2 feet taller than the rest of the plant. And 5 leaves came at the end of it, and it was just absolutely beautiful. And I looked up number five, because I know those all have meaning too. And five is supposed to be change.
Absolutely.
So I just love it. And it's still there. I mean, it's still, no other leaf was higher than the others except this one sprout.
As you were speaking, if I may share, he was standing right next to you. He came right into the room.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. We have Tom on the line. Tom, how are you?
Hi, Tom and Linda.
Oh, okay, of course. You can. Tom and Linda are always together.
That's awesome.
I had to give her a chance, but she didn't want to dial, so that's both of us. Sherry, you're so well recommended, not only from Linda P., but also Reverend Lee. Could you just ask the guides anything special for Tom and Linda?
Anything special for Tom and Linda? You want to know if there's a message for you?
Yes, please.
Okay. What I keep seeing is three people here. I'm seeing Archangel Gabriel, I'm seeing Jesus, and I'm seeing Mother Mary. So I'm seeing three people who are here. And what the message is to you is to keep going forth and follow your passion and your joy and the love that you have. There are three doorways who will open for you. And there'll be many people and groups that will be gathering around you. Not only will your book, whatever you're working on, will pursue, but there's also a movie around you. I kept getting it's going to go deep and it's going to reach many people. But I'm also hearing to keep pursuing your passion and not stop. And it's very important. You're holding the light wherever you are. But I also got to follow your path and your passion. You're being guided and you're being supported is what I'm hearing in all that you do.
Yeah, wonderful. One of the things you mentioned, book, I was going to ask you if you want to participate. We're putting together a book, What Jesus Wants the World to Hear Today. And I was going to ask you if you or someone you know might want to add something to that book.
I would love to do that. I would love to do that.
Our first piece of information that we received was from Reverend Lee, and we've gotten a half a dozen since. And it's coming together very nicely.
It feels like it's opened the doorway of I'm seeing love opening, the heart center, and more. But it's also helping people with understanding.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. How about something on a personal level for Linda and I?
For Linda and you?
Yes. Or for Linda.
Okay, to both of you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. What I'm hearing right now and what I'm feeling is that Mother Mary is here, and you both are being blessed and have been blessed many times. You two have been together in many lifetimes besides this lifetime. And that you two now have healed even in all the past lives, that this is all about new beginnings around the two of you. You already are in union, you understand, in a higher level. And it's however you choose to live that life here, but you are being blessed on your path and all that you do. And I got that there's going to be two gifts, and one gift will present itself within the next 3 weeks. And then there'll be another gift being given to the both of you. And one of them is physical, the other one is spiritual. And that's what I'm hearing. You'll see the signs and you'll know the doorway that's opening for the both of you.
Beautiful. I hope your kind of type of message is available, is an uplifting message available for everybody who calls in today.
Thank you.
Yes, go ahead.
I was wondering about my son Michael, if you have any messages for him.
Okay, is he physical or non-physical? Because I see him as if they're already here.
Yes, he's physical.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the son's one left the physical a dozen years ago, and Michael is here.
Okay, so her son Michael is here. You have what's the question? You want to know a message about him or for him?
Yeah, he's going through some changes.
Yes, I saw change around him. He'll get his clarity in about 3 more weeks around him. What I keep feeling is that it's about sometimes it gets suppressed, his emotions and his energy field, that he needs to allow his emotions and to feel his emotions. Do you understand?
Yes.
He needs to feel more than anything. There is another doorway opening for him in about 3 weeks. and he just needs to be patient around everything around him. But if he can write, take notes of what he feels and what's next for him, the doorways are going to open. He's needing action towards it too. Do you understand?
Yeah.
He needs to have action towards it. He needs a starting point, and that'll help him turn around. He reads books. I do see books around him. Sometimes he's got a little of a stubborn side, you know. And he just needs to be, you just need to be patient with him and allow his soul to have this experience. He's going to work through it in the next couple of weeks, and then he'll go forward in what he needs to do, and that's what I'm being seen, shown around him.
But as far as his emotions, I've helped him substantially just with one session, what's called EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique.
Fantastic.
Pardon?
He is very psychic, by the way. He's very clairvoyant, because I'm seeing that he gets visions just as well. He needs to trust. He needs to trust himself.
He won't talk to people about that. Would he be open to more EFT?
Oh, absolutely. You're going to see a big change around him in the next 6 months. Absolutely. And he's open to that. He doesn't quite understand it all in the way that, you know, your level is, but he's open. He would actually have more sessions, because it really helped him, and he knows that.
Okay.
How about my son, Michael? Okay. The same age.
Okay. And how old is your son?
Mid-30s.
Mid-30s. Is he married or with someone right now? Because I'm seeing somebody standing next to him.
No.
Okay. I'm seeing someone with him.
Are you seeing somebody from the other realm or physical?
I'm seeing a woman next to him.
Okay. Well, he had
his mother.
His mom.
Okay, he's close to his mother. I'm seeing a woman standing next to him. That's why I was asking. He's very close to his mother then.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing...
Right now. Yeah, he lost his job, and so he's living close, but he didn't have to give up the apartment, I think, and be with his mom.
Yeah, that's going to be for about 6 months, and then he'll move on into his own again. He's going to be all right. I just saw him with someone standing next to him, and someone he was very close to. In about 6 months, I feel he'll start to move on in his own direction that he needs to go into.
Okay.
Yeah, he will find a job. It's going to take about 3 months around him, and then he'll go forth from there. Then he'll move. I'm not seeing him there full time. I'm just seeing him temporary for a couple of months.
Me. Very well.
He actually has a very bright future. He just needs to trust himself and know that within himself. He's got a very bright future ahead of him.
Yeah, wonderful. I want to, if you wouldn't mind, also encourage the P there to participate in the book.
What was the question? Can you repeat that?
I want you to turn next to you and encourage Linda P. to participate in the book.
I would uplift her to it, but it's also free will.
just get ahead of her a little bit.
Thanks, Tom. I'm sure she would be excited to join in on that, too. She has a lot to offer. She really does.
Yeah. Linda P., thank you for what you do with this, things like Sherry here.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I love it. You know, these are some of my favorite shows. So thanks for calling.
That's it. Bye now.
Thank you.
Now, you mentioned about the auras, angels, and guides, but you also see saints and even Jesus at times next to people.
Yes. What I refer to is masters of light.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's lots of masters. You have Kuan Yin, who's the goddess Buddha, and you have Buddha, and you have Jesus, and there's many. I refer to them as, you call them saints, same thing, mm-hmm. I just call them the masters of light. And they're always holding light and guiding us in every moment. Always ask. It's very important. They love to help. The angels mm-hmm. do. Ask them. Invite them into your life. And ask them. And they'll be more than happy to help you. They're non-physical. And we are physical. And they love to have this experience here with us. But they're also called free will.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times they will intervene when they need to. When there's something or a near death and something occurs, you got guardians who will come in and help with that, mm-hmm. will protect mm-hmm. you from that, or something that's not your time yet to go.
Mm-hmm.
So those are rare incidents that happen. But it's important to ask them to invite them into your life to help you with relationships, to help you find a job,
mm-hmm.
And trust what you're receiving, because they come through our thoughts and feelings. So if you're feeling well, any inspirations or ideas, that's what you need to focus or write down, because you want to ground it into the physical.
Mm-hmm.
If you write down the idea, ideas and the inspirations, more will come because you have something to look at. And then you'll know which next step to take in the physical, which they'll open the doorways. We just need to be there mm-hmm. and take the action towards it. I call it co-partners. Look at your guides or angels as your best friend, mm-hmm. as co-partners. They're pure love and pure light. And they do perform miracles. It's there for every being. It really is. Mm-hmm. It's just being open to receiving is the key. And to trust.
Right.
Yeah. Key is trust.
And you had mentioned that you saw St. Michael next to me a couple nights ago. And I have to say that every morning I always say, St. Michael, help me, help mm-hmm. me, help me. So that did not surprise me at all when you said he was there next to me.
Yeah.
And I always tell people, you know, we are spiritual beings in a physical body.
Absolutely.
Not the opposite. Mm-hmm. So you just have to remember then there's so many things that you can tap into.
Absolutely.
Now, auras, they can change minute by minute based on how we feel and
what's going on. Okay. Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. The auras can change when you walk into a room. You can tell by the way you feel. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that is so true when you actually can feel energy, either bad or good. When you are talking with somebody, you're walking into a room.
And what I like to share with that, if you want to continue, go ahead. What I like to share with that, what you're feeling, the way I explain mm-hmm. it, is that our auras overlap. We're huge. Our auras are huge. We all overlap. So when you walk in a room, what you're going to do is feel different frequencies. Mm-hmm. Okay, there are different mm-hmm. levels of frequencies. And some of it might feel more heavier or lighter in others. But you always trust your inner guidance. You know, if you feel you don't, not to be there, then you leave. You know, if it's too much, then you just leave. Basically, it's all love. Mm-hmm. There's really no good or bad coming from the soul point of view, when the soul looks at it. You know, we label things for us mm-hmm. to understand and speak. The soul doesn't see it as good or bad. The soul sees it as just different frequencies. Mm-hmm. But we still listen to our intuition.
Right.
You know, absolutely. Yeah.
Right. But we do have a caller. Ann, you are on the line. Hello, Ann.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hi.
You have a question for Sherry?
Yeah, I do. I'm calling from Florida, Sherry, so we're waiting for you to get back down here.
Oh, sunshine, please. It's raining today.
It's beautiful and hot down here, but you know that. I'm feeling very, very unsettled lately, and I would love to get your reaction, get what you're feeling about my life right now.
Okay, Anne. What I keep feeling is that there's lots of change around you right now. Uh-huh. And I got that it's time to, you're starting to make decisions, okay? And mm-hmm. what it's helping you find and really, by paying attention to the way you feel, what I kept feeling, there's lots of changes around you. And you're going to, and taking the action towards what you're feeling is important right now, okay? There's action needed. And what I kept feeling is that it's one step at a time. Sometimes you try, there's too many things going in at one time. You need to look at one thing at a time. It helps you to focus. If you try to look at it all, it becomes overwhelming for you. And that's what I'm seeing. If you can write down everything that's going on with you right now, focus on one thing at a time. Otherwise, you have them all up in the air and it's too hard to focus.
That's exactly right.
And that's what I'm seeing.
To go forward.
It's too much. You need to write them down on paper and then look at, take one thing and then take steps towards it. Then it'll help you to focus it here. I'm also seeing Archangel Gabriel and Michael all around you. And I kept seeing that it's going to start to get lighter around you. I kept feeling about another week, you'll start to see a shift of energy happening around you and you'll start to feel lighter. I'm also seeing being outdoors and being in nature right now will help you. And not to be too hard on yourself because you have a tendency to do that, but to love yourself because we're doing the best that we know how. Don't judge you at all. Don't judge you. Love all of you. But I kept seeing paper. You need to write them down, and then the angels will help you with each one.
Okay.
It'll help you to focus it, and then you'll be able to take action towards it.
Excellent. Well, good. What I want to do is actually, it's interesting, the other couple that called in, because my goal is write a book, and it's interesting that you're focusing, you know, you keep talking about writing it down on paper, because that's exactly what I think I need to do.
Yeah, and I'm seeing that you're a beautiful channel. I don't know if you're aware of it, but you're a beautiful channel. Channel means you receive information from higher, like from the guides and the angels. You are a beautiful channel, and writing will express is another way of connecting with them, and it's a beautiful way of connecting with the angels.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. That's one more incentive for me to get going and start writing things down. So.
And that'll help you because you'll be more focused. I just felt that you just had too many balls in the air. You need to write them down and do one thing at a time, and you'll be more focused and start taking action towards it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome.
I really appreciate it. Enjoy your trip and drive carefully in your trek across the United States. So make it safe back down to Florida.
Oh, absolutely. It's fun. I'm enjoying every moment of it.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Well, we'll look you up when you get back home, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Well, it's about 12:30 and time for a break. So when we get back, we'll be talking more with Sherry. So stay tuned. The St. John Baptist Grammar School reunion is going to be held this Saturday right by Turtlehead Lake. That is on Harlem, just south of 135th Street, Grove 1. It's going to start at 10 a.m. till dusk. This is the St. John the Baptist Grammar School that was located at 50th and Peoria. It did close in 1974, but this is our third annual picnic, and it's always so nice to be able to go and talk and meet again with all the people that you knew from many years ago. It's bring your own food and drinks. There will be a large grill this year for all to use. There'll be raffles for prizes and 50-50 chances to cover the cost of the fees and permits. Again, we'll have inflatables for the kids, and we are also adding some games for the young and old. So come on out and join us for a fun-filled day as we meet with friends and family. I do plan on stopping there with my mother. If you have any questions, please give Sandra Woods Capel. She is a class of 1969 a call. Her number is 773-720-1476. Or you can also call Michelle Aguirre, class of 1970. Her number is 773-956-9706. Dr. William Sizek and Dr. Barbara Busk-Sizek are committed to providing you with the finest dental care. Located in downtown Chicago on Washington and Wabash, across from Macy's. Their address is 25 East Washington Street, Suite 1905. They focus on cosmetic and general dentistry. They treat sensitive teeth, improve crooked teeth, and create a perfect custom smile just for you. They've had great success with Invisalign. I've been a patient of theirs for over 19 years now. My daughter also is a dental assistant there. They are the best, so call them at 312-641-0002 and mention this ad to receive $50 off your first office visit. You can also visit them on the web at www.bzdental.com. Need a piano tuned or repaired? Has it been years since it was tuned, or you are just not sure if it can be fixed? I have just the person. So call Joe Kahn, K-A-H-N. He has been tuning my piano since 1996. Your piano can play beautiful music again. So call Joe toll-free at 1-800-281-1010. Again, the number is 1-800-281-1010. You'll be glad you did. We are back. You're listening to the Linda P. Show. I'm your host, Linda Padgariscus, and with me today is Sherry Lord. And Lord is her real name. She just didn't, like, make that up. She's a psychic and intuitive channel and deep trans channel. So give us a call. The number is 708-493-1530. Now, the one thing I want to mention about auras is when I was taking my energy healing class, we were having some fun with it, and she had each person just say, you know what, this day is going to be the best day. I just want to be noticed. I'm just going to have a lot of fun, and everything's going to be wonderful. And you can just feel that energy just expand and grow.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says, okay, today you just feel like you want to be hidden. You don't want no one to talk to you. You don't want to even be seen. And you could just feel that aura just was very thin, and it was very close to you. So there's definitely energy that surrounds each and every one of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We all have energy.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, our physical body, which I refer to as a physical apparatus, is all energy. We just see it here in the physical as a body, you know, as our body, so that we can interact here. But it's basically our physical apparatus is where the soul, we have an energetic body. It's all energy all around us.
Mm-hmm.
And the aura itself, if you could imagine, the soul is huge, and we stand in the center of the soul. So the physical apparatus is what the soul moves in. If you can imagine a circle, we actually, the physical being stands in the center of it. Mm-hmm. This will be easier to visualize it. And then we move with the souls, but the soul needs the physical body mm-hmm. to have this mm-hmm. experience here in the physical. So it's all interacted. It's not separate.
Right.
It's all one.
And your soul remembers everything. It remembers
absolutely.
All of the past lives. It knows
and
all.
Current.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We do have Angela from Elk Grove Village on the line. You have a question?
Hello.
Hi, Angela.
Hi. I'm calling because I have two things that are very upsetting to me right now, and I think about them all the time. I pray about them, and I'd like to know what you have to say.
And what are the two things that you're referring to?
Well, they are problems that are in my life now.
Is it relationships?
No. It's financial.
Okay.
It's financial and... long term mess with me.
I didn't hear what you were saying. The second one was
like my long term goals.
Your long term goals. Okay. Have you been putting together a collage at all around you?
A collage,
which is like pictures and any inspirations or ideas of things you'd like to do.
Yeah.
Okay, that's important.
Yeah.
Because it gets the energy focused in that. What happens is that because you're here focused on the problem, you can't solve it. You're looking at the problem, so law of attraction brings more to you with it. It's hard to get solutions and information when you're in the midst of it sometimes, and that's what I keep hearing. And what I kept hearing is that as you write down, you get really clear of what is next in your life. You can ask the angels to help you with this, and they will help you tremendously. And what I kept getting is I've seen a blank piece of paper that needs to be filled out a little bit, because action is needed towards what you're wanting. The universe is very generous and very, very loving. You know, God is very generous. We are a very abundant world here, even though it may not appear as it. Law of attraction will bring to you where your thoughts are. You need to shift your thoughts and look for positive solutions and not focus on the problem, because it won't go. You'll be stuck there. Okay?
I'll be what?
It gets you focused on it and brings more to you where you can't seem to be moving in any direction. Okay, you can write down and see it for what it is, but then you can take more action towards it. And I just kept feeling that it's going to take you about another 3 months to work through it, to keep taking action towards it. Things will start to turn around for you, but it's going to take about 3 months is what I'm seeing with the financial issues. Just keep making the calls and the contacts. Keep doing what you need to do. But keep your thoughts on what you are wanting as you're taking action towards what you need to do. Writing it on paper helps you to focus it, because it's our focus that brings it to you.
Do you see anything in my, like, or anybody around me or anything like that?
I keep seeing a male. Are you in a relationship right now?
No.
Okay. I keep seeing a male in your relationship. It looks like somebody who's in a career to the right side of you. And it also feels like you're going to be meeting somebody very soon. I keep seeing a male in your aura, in your energy field.
Did you feel that when I first called, that it was a relationship problem?
Yeah, I thought that there were some issues that still need to be resolved with you to do with relationships, is what I kept feeling around you. It can be on a father figure. It may not be someone as your mate. It could be other members. And that's what I kept feeling around you.
Okay.
You're
well,
welcome.
Thank you. I am enjoying your show very much.
Oh, thank you.
You have a blessed day.
Yes, I bless you. Thank you.
Now, I was hoping you could talk just a little bit about how the energy is just changing, like, around the Earth, you know?
Oh, yes.
And 2012 is actually a very exciting time, and those changes are already starting to take place.
Right. Actually, what is happening is that the 2012 is now. We've speeded it up. We have so many people out there bringing conscious choices and changes throughout the world, and many light workers holding light, and many people doing prayers right now. We have actually shifted the 2012 to now. We're in the midst of it. It has, there's no such thing as time, so you can change that. The consciousness here is raising and changing. People are making, are starting to become more aware and starting to empower themselves and know that they have choice. Mm-hmm. So by knowing you have choices, making changes. The shift that is happening now is now. There's a shift we're going through in April, and it will increase, and there's another one in November. And it's, everyone is being affected by it. Some people are aware of it or not. It's an energy shift that's happening and a conscious shift. Mm-hmm. Which is helping to remove the illusions around you. Bringing more truth is another thing that is happening right now with these shifts. Mm-hmm. So you'll see a lot of people starting to make some serious decisions in relationships or families or with work right now. And even the government is going through lots of changes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So all these things are coming up that's not solid and being showed and revealed so that people can make the changes so the changes can be made. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've been seeing. And the 2012 is now. And what they call that is the real... is everyone is evolving right now. If you're aware of it or not, we are on another level, on a higher level.
And I believe that things are falling apart in order to be rebuilt.
To be more of a solid foundation and to offer new, we're evolving to bring in new ideas, not just what was. We need to take it to new levels, and that's what it's doing, where it will help all the people, not just portions of people. And people are now coming together for that more than they ever have. Mm-hmm. And it's just being patient as it unfolds. And that's what's important.
Now this energy, that it seems like it's beautiful. Kind of, but it affects us physically though.
Yes, it does. Because what happens whenever there's a shift taking place, remember our physical body is energy too. So there's another alignment and adjustments that have to take place. And sometimes that happens while we're sleeping because we're much more relaxed and allowing. Or it's during the day too. Mm-hmm. So what happens is whenever there's a conscious shift happening, you always hear a word, there's a conscious shift. This is huge. It means we're going to new levels and the higher frequencies are coming in. And then what happens is our physical body has to be adjusted to receive that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some are conscious of it, some are not, but we all are receiving it regardless, if you're aware of it or not.
Right.
It's huge.
Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that everybody gets your website and phone number to get in touch with you.
Yes. My website is liquidlightnamara.net. It's LIQUID. LIGHTNAMARA.net.
And your phone number?
My cell phone number, which is 941-961-2731. And my office number is 941-375-8344.
And you've got this beautiful picture on your website with you next to the water. Oh, it's just
and
beautiful.
Office, thank you.
Yes.
It just shows all the locations of where and which states I'm in and where I'm going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now, do you see dolphins where you live?
Yes. I'm about 10 minutes from the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw my first manatee, which was beautiful. I never knew what one looked like. I saw pictures, but to actually see one in the ocean, they're huge. They're gorgeous. And I see dolphins too a lot. They're beautiful.
And what does a manatee look like?
They're, oh my God, they're like nothing I've ever seen before in my life. They're bigger. I mean, I just thought it was something dark in the water moving very slowly, like seaweed or something, like a shadow or something. But they're huge. I mean, they're bigger than a seal or anything I've ever seen. And they have a long trunk that comes out.
Oh.
They're huge. I mean, they're bigger than I've never seen it. It just is a mammal of some sort I've never seen.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so gentle and so loving. And we do see a lot of dolphins. They're beautiful. Yeah.
We figure with the dolphins and the whales, they're very spiritual.
Absolutely they are. People channel the consciousness of them too, of the whales and of the dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
And the dolphins are pure unconditional love.
Mm-hmm. What's funny,
it's soothing.
When I was taking the energy class, and I always had to tell people about this, we had to go and meditate to find out what our power animal was.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, we get out of meditation and everybody's like, oh, you know, mine's a dolphin. And, well, mine was an ant. But I looked up ant and it was actually very good. But it was like, oh, you know, I wanted a dolphin. But that's okay. I was happy with my ant. You know, they're very hardworking. They like to work with in groups.
Yes, and you do very well with that.
Thank you. So then I felt better once I read the explanation about it. So you wanted to go and talk about spiritual relationships.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So did you want to talk about the contracts that people have together, or what did you want to...
Well, we have soul groups, you know, on a soul level, and I'll just tell you what I channel, my understanding is that we have soul groups. We have agreements or understandings, agreements before we come in with certain individuals, and certain events take place that lead you to another.
Mm-hmm.
Some might be in marriages. You might have had two or three. It's because each one was helping you in your growth and understanding relationships, okay? And also, it's soul groups. We all meet with certain people. If you ever feel the love of someone, you know them, and you've never met them before in your life, you've been with them in another lifetime. We've had many lifetimes and played many different roles. But the soul has a memory of it, and you can feel the love in your heart. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like to go and tell people, did you ever meet somebody and felt like you've known them forever?
Yes, a lot of love.
And then you also have the people that immediately there was this, like, just this bad connection between you, both of you. And chances are maybe you were arguing with them in other lifetimes as well.
Mm-hmm. There's still a healing.
Yes, but you got together.
But understanding.
So you can actually tell when you have a contract with somebody. Mm-hmm. And these contracts could last, you know, a very short time or also a lifetime.
Yeah.
As well.
It's always really good to ask a question. What am I learning here? You know, and the sooner you get your answer, the easier it is, the quicker it is to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's always good to ask yourself questions. What am I learning here?
Right. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes, it doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah.
But also, the people that are in your life, chances are you were with them in other lifetimes as in different relationships. I mean, your father,
yes.
You could have been, you know, a sister to them.
Yeah.
Or any adult. I mean, it's fascinating.
It is.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm. We played many roles with a soul group that we've been with. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. When I told my husband, I'm like, oh, you know, Mark, I'm sure we were married in other lifetimes. He's like, mm-hmm. Oh, no. He goes, you mean this might not be the last one? I'm like, no, you have to be married with me again in our next lifetime. So,
yeah, I see six have retained to you in this lifetime. Six segments with him that's pertaining to this lifetime. That you're going to do.
Okay.
Absolutely. That's great.
That's great. Yeah, we're very close. And
you're very, yes, I'm saying.
You've
had some wonderful experiences too, and it will just unfold. You guys healed way back on the third lifetime. You've healed whatever needed to be understood between you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't surprise me.
Now, the first time I met him, I even told my girlfriend, I go, I'm going to marry
him. You know, he's the one.
Oh, I knew it. And he didn't call me up for a year and a half later.
Uh-huh.
And then it's been 30 years now together. So.
Yep, there are soulmates. We all have soulmates. We really do.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have agreements, too. And a lot of times there's an alignment that happens on a spiritual level before you meet them. And it's like the higher self or the higher consciousness says, oh, here he is. It's now time. It's all in the unfoldment. Sometimes we get impatient.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have all these experiences with other relationships before he walks in the door.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's because the soul wanted to have those experiences. You know, there's always choices.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You'll know him when you meet him. You'll just feel it. You'll just know it.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. And it's just with friends, too. I mean,
absolutely. We're all soulmates, if you really look at it that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, a friend of mine who I used to work with, everybody says that we're sisters whenever we're together, and we don't see it, but everybody, it doesn't matter where we're at, they always say, oh, you must be sisters.
Uh-huh.
So it's just funny. So maybe we were sisters in a previous life. That's the only thing I can think of.
Oh, my God.
We have fun with it, though. We really do. We do have Mike on the air. Hey, Mike, you got a question?
Yeah, I have a simple question. I believe in all the things you guys are talking about. And I'd like to ask my guardian angel if they have a message for me.
This is for Mike.
Mike Shapiro. What else do you need to know about me to zero in?
No, I'm just seeing two guardians who are around you very, very much. I'm also seeing Archangel Gabriel around you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing Michael, who's very close to you just as well.
I know Michael's around
you. Yeah, Michael, I just saw two very beings around you who love you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept hearing the words to just be patient. Everything you've been asking for is right there unfolding. They want you to enjoy today and keep your hopes and dreams there, but let each day unfold to all the events that are to come to you. You have been taking action. They just want you to be patient because everything is in alignment for what you're asking for and what you're doing. And you're definitely being supported in everything that you do. And that they love you dearly.
They love you dearly.
Do they? Because I've kind of felt like I've wasted this existence.
No, absolutely you have not. You're going through midst of changes and becoming more of a remembrance of who you truly are, is what I'm hearing. I'm also seeing that you're a healer and you're also healing at the same time.
Yes, I work for God. I'm a worker of the light.
Yes, you absolutely are. And I'm also seeing two books around you.
I wrote one of them.
Yep, I see another one.
I guess it's a continuation of
absolutely, that's what I'm hearing.
Because my guardian angels are with me all the time. I'm getting goose pimples, probably telling you this, but they're with me on a daily basis, and my book is about how they interact in your life and help you.
Yes, and I also saw another book. I saw two books.
Really?
Yes.
Can I ask you one more quick question? I know we're on the air and you don't have that much time. Can you see what I did in my last life? Would that be possible?
Well, what I kept feeling from your last life,
yeah.
What I kept from the time before this one, what I kept seeing was that you were a male, you were a very fatherly figure, and I'm seeing you sitting at a desk, and you weren't very happy with yourself, you understand?
Yeah.
And that's what I kept seeing, but I'm seeing you being very lonely with who you are. And in this life, you're here to enjoy your life.
Because I came up with a word for my new company that existed in 1922. It was an Illinois corporation, and one of the psychics told me that I was there. I did it the first time, I failed, and yep. I'm here for a second chance.
Yep. And you're doing very well. You're doing the work, by the way.
I am doing the work.
You are absolutely doing the work, is what I'm hearing.
I'm not failing.
No, not at all. I'm hearing you are doing the work, and your book is helping many people. If you could look at that, how it, the consciousness of what you've been writing and people read this book will help them in their healing. I'm hearing you've been doing the work.
Can I tell you one quick experience? I don't know where I'm here. Do we have 2 minutes?
Sure.
I have high blood pressure, high sugar, and high cholesterol, and I got a message one day to go to Cook County Hospital. I was one half a block away from the hospital, and I answered the message giver, if my blood pressure is high, I'll go. I took my blood pressure because I carried my kid around all the time, and it was like 200 over 170, high enough to check in. I checked in, I was in emergency at Cook County, I have no insurance. Next to me was a man who was dying of cancer with his feeding tube blocked. And I start talking to him like you were talking on the show today about all these things. And at the end of the conversation, he says to me, thank you, Mike Shapiro. And I never told him my name. He knew who I was because we had a brief encounter the first time in the hospital 3 months before that. He heard my name over the intercom. He remembered me, and God sent me there to give him the speech.
Absolutely. We are vessels. You're doing the work. You're already doing the work. You need to understand that. You're already doing it.
Okay, that's the work I'm doing because the book has inspired me to give the speech that you guys are talking about on the radio today. And that's my mic called me a minister. I mean, just an evangelist because I'm always spreading the word. And people have thanked me for helping them. And that's a scary thought.
You're being a service, and this is what was important to you, to be purposeful and meaningful in this lifetime, and you're doing it. Congratulations. Keep it
up. Thank you. Thank you very, very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thanks for calling, Mike. So now, I wanted to go and just talk briefly about being able to communicate with those that have crossed over.
Okay.
What suggestions would you give to people to go and see if maybe they can go and communicate, just to go and have them feel better about knowing that they are doing good?
Yes, and what I explain, what I teach, and people I do a lot who do have crossover as well as other questions and relationships and everything, is that I tell them, I let them know exactly where they are, what they're going, you know, who's with them and where they are,
mm-hmm.
but I also let them know that they can connect with them too, because it's very empowering to know that. And when you think of them instantly, They're with you telepathically. They hear every thought, everything we're doing. They know. Mm-hmm. And when you think about them, that's them already communicating with you. And if you can be real still and just acknowledge their presence and just feel what is coming through you, that's them telling you that everything's okay. Mm-hmm. And you can even ask them, is this you, Mom? And you even know that it's them because you're thinking of them. As you be still, you can have a conversation with them. It's just being still after you ask a question, like talking to your best friend. It's different. They're just not in the physical, but they're in another dimension where you can still mm-hmm. communicate with them. And they'll guide you, ask them to help you in your life. They love to do it. They do it anyways because they enjoy it. But yes, you can need to ask questions too, and you'll get answers. And for some people, if you just be still and say hi, Mom, and go for a walk, and your mom will be right there with you. Mm-hmm. And then as you can pay attention to the way you feel, more will come. For some people, depending on the individual, you can also write. You can ask them, put their name down, and ask them to join you, just by the intent of asking them. Mm-hmm. And then just, you know, write a question out to them. And then practice this, and then trust the answer that you're getting. You put down who you're speaking to and start writing, ask a question, and then you write their name again as if they're answering you. They are. It's just to trust the information you're getting, because it's your own inner voice is the way that they communicate with us.
Right. Yeah. And since they have
there's different ways of doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have now really saw how you were like and why you were the way you were.
Right. And they come in to also seek forgiveness and help you mm-hmm. work through this. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They might have played a role where they were not very kind, and that still was with you, embedded with you since a child, or whatever the situation happened to be. A lot of times what comes through in the readings is they come through with a message explaining that they weren't aware, but they explain everything that they've done. Mm-hmm. And then seeking your own forgiveness for that they didn't understand at that time until they got transcended, until they went to the other side and their soul had transcended. Mm-hmm. Because you are showed everything in your life when you do transcend. You'll see everything like a movie. The soul will see everything that they were learning in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. And they'll come back to help people either to heal or to let them know, to inspire them in any way. Yeah, absolutely.
Right, they are still helping us.
Even if you're not aware of it or not, they do help. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but for a lot of people who are aware of it, interact with them. They love it.
Yeah. Right before the show, my husband called me to say somebody who he worked with for many years, who he learned so much mm-hmm. from, died of a heart attack, and he was 64. And mm-hmm. so my husband, you could just tell, he just was so upset, and I don't blame him. And he had mentioned his name just a couple of days ago, saying, I've got to call him up.
Yeah, good.
So... Mm-hmm.